This is Bucks in 6 minutes.
That's for the culture.
To recap the last game, here's Greg Matzek.
Following a Christmas Day loss to the New York Knicks, the Bucks' New York swing continued with a Wednesday night contest against the Brooklyn Nets. Nets playing without three of its starters on the night. The Bucks pretty much fully stocked, playing without Jay Crowder. The forward remains out with an injury. It was 4-1 Nets in the early going before the Bucks were able to tie things up.
It's a handoff to Beasley straight ahead. Beasley lets it fly on the three, and he buries it. So Malik Beasley evens the game on the first three-pointer of the night, presented as always by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it.
One of 23 three-point makes for the Bucks on the night. Chris Middleton also chipped in.
Dribble drive attacking on Royce O'Neal, sends it to the near wing. Catch and shoot three is a beauty from Middleton. So Chris Middleton knocking down already his second field goal of the game. He's got 5 points to lead all scorers. Michelob Ultra 3 puts the Bucks ahead again, now 9-8.
Back to Beasley for a two-point lead.
He took a pause, read a book, and let it fly, and he knocks down the three. That's how alone Malik was. Sometimes that's a harder shot to make than it looks.
The Bucks scored 32 points in the first quarter. Nearly all of the damage was done behind the arc or in the paint.
Lopez comes away with a rebound. Passes now to Giannis. He takes it down low, lays it off the window with a foul as he was stumbling down the paint. Giannis will have a chance with a three-point play now as the Bucks have taken a 14-10 lead 5 minutes in to the first quarter tonight here from Barclays Center.
From 14-10 to 17-11.
Here's a catch and shoot three. Damian Lillard makes him pay as he plants it right in the heart of the cylinder. Lets it fly from the left wing, and Dame's got his first points of the night.
12 points for Lillard on the night, 3 of 9 from 3, as the Bucks dished out 41 assists on the evening. Pat Connaughton and Bobby Portis also entered the scoring column, with Portis earning the final 3 of the first.
Bobby Portis uncorks a 3. He'll splash it through from the deep corner left. So Portis comes into the game, and he has immediately delivered a pair of long ones. He's got 6 points now, and Milwaukee gets the 2 for 1.
The Nets hung tight. It was 32-31 Bucks entering the second quarter.
Payne lofts it to Giannis, left of the lane. Giannis lowers his head. He pulls his way inside. Powers the shot up and in with a foul. So the big fella will go to the free throw line for a chance at another three-point play.
Giannis 10 of 12 from the field on the night, 12 of 17 from the free throw line. He finished with a team-high 32. As for the Bucks' damage from the bench, Campaign poured in a season-high 18, including 5 from deep.
Over-the-shoulder pass back out to Payne, and Payne zeroes in from the left wing. Knocks down the three, and Milwaukee has the 11-point lead now, 56-45.
But every time it seemed like the Bucks were going to pull away, the Nets reeled Milwaukee back in. Malik Beasley pushed the Bucks' lead back to near double digits.
8 seconds to go now in this first half. What has been a forgettable first half if you're a Bucks fan. Pass comes to the near wing. Middleton, quick touch pass to Beasley. Beasley launches from three and hits it with 0.2 seconds on the clock. And that's a good way to end what was a relatively frustrating first half of basketball for the Bucks.
66-59 Bucks at the half. Chris Middleton had 15. Middleton continued his scoring onslaught in the second half.
Spins into the paint, sends out right wing, catch and shoot three. Middleton cashes in from the right side. So Chris now 8 of 11 from the floor. He's 2 of 4 from three-point range. Brooklyn the other direction. The lead is back out now to 9.
But the Nets surged and ultimately tied the game at 74 before Giannis rattled the rim.
Here's a lob pass. Lillard up top to Giannis with a reverse dunk on the alley-oop. Well, there is something to finally get the fans oohing and awing about that Dame to Giannis connection. Freak time showing its face, but a breakdown on defense sets up an easy dunk for Dayron Sharpe.
The Nets always seem to have an answer on offense, but had no answer in slowing down Giannis.
Here's a drive. Spin move. Keon Johnson takes it inside, but Portis closes the door with a block shot. Lillard feeds ahead the other way. Lillard up top now to Beasley. He'll send a Giannis who flushes it through with a two-hand jam on the alley-oop. A little razzle-dazzle there from the Bucks. Point-to-point passing, and Milwaukee's got the 85-81 lead.
A long three from Lillard, and the Bucks' lead was back to 7.
Payne's going the other way now for Milwaukee. He's on the near wing, sends out to Lillard. Logo Lillard launches and knocks it down right on that logo. He was about 32 feet away there.
It was an 8-point Bucks advantage after the third quarter. And that's when Milwaukee took flight, scoring a whopping 44 points in the fourth.
Campaign puts up a runner just inside the free throw line, and he gets it to roll over the front iron and in.
Also scoring double digits, off the bench, Marjon Beauchamp.
Beauchamp drops the hammer with a one-hand jam going the other way. All right, 10:25 to play here. We are in quarter number four. It's Milwaukee 107, Brooklyn 94.
The Bucks were completely dominant in the fourth quarter, knocking down 13 field goals and holding the Nets to 30 points. A respectable total, but consider the Bucks scored a whopping 44 points to close things out. Before the end of the game, it was time to empty the bench.
Full court pressure now from the Nets as the Bucks move it across it. Livingston's going to find Robin Lopez, and Robin knocks down the three in front of his own bench. So Robin hits Milwaukee's 22nd three-pointer of the night.
144-122 the final.
In a game that ultimately saw 14 lead changes, including one in the third quarter.
The biggest difference on Wednesday night, the three-point line. The Bucks scored a whopping 69 points from behind the arc to the Nets 21. Seven Bucks scored in double figures as the Bucks improved to 23-8.